Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy's here in her 22nd year. How about that, folks? We got her right out of elementary school. She's the president of Joanna Brandy and Company. She's the author of Winning at Customer Retention, Building Customer Loyalty, 54 Ways to Stay Positive. If we want to help our customers and be happy in the process, we turn to Joanna. We can always count on her. Joanna Brandy, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
It's always good to have you back. We've missed you. Okay. Where have you been? Was it something I said?
Been right here, darling.
We're glad you're here. And I was telling the audience, I was reminding them of something that they already know, and that is that the number one challenge, without exception, for now, several years, really, is not taxes, it's not regulations, it's not healthcare, which was the big deal back about 10 years ago. It's not profitability, it's not more customers, it's none of that. It is being able to find and acquire and hire and bring on board and keep happy good employees. It is the huge dilemma for every manager, every business owner in the country. And so whatever we can do to learn how to make to give ourselves an advantage over the few candidates that are out there, we need to do. And you've got some ideas. Tell us about it.
Well, I sure do. And you're right. It's absolutely the number one, because companies can't grow without good people.
That's right.
So we see here in Florida, we're at pretty much maximum employment. So the only way to get people is to attract them away from other companies.
Poaching
people. Yes, that's the only way. That seems to be the only way to get good people. And I think a company has a responsibility to create a kind of culture where people want to be there, where people want to come to work in the morning, mm-hmm. where people really feel good about themselves in the presence of the managers in the company. You know, the funny thing is, years ago, I used to talk a lot about motivation, because mm-hmm. that was the number one question. How do I motivate my people? But the interesting thing is, you really can't motivate people, because people motivate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they motivate themselves when they are in the presence of leaders and managers and others who appreciate who they are, who recognize.
So they're led to be motivated. They're not driven to be motivated.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I like that. No, that's exactly right. We're leaders make you shoot for a goal that is an intangible, right? It's something that you want to aspire to. It's not just the thing that you're working on. It's the feeling of accomplishment when you do it. That's what leaders do, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the feeling of accomplishment, and it's also the recognition. I can't tell you how many times in my career that, something got accomplished. I did something, but nobody was there to notice.
Stick some quick research in on what you just said, and this has been going on for decades, Joanna. For decades, survey after survey has shown the reason people leave an employment is not because of money. The number one reason is not because of money. Oftentimes, money is third, fourth, fifth, sixth down the line. The number one reason for decades, I'm talking three, four, five decades, has been being unappreciated. Unappreciated.
Absolutely.
Even when we had plenty of people to hire, that was still the reason why they left.
And people don't leave companies. They leave their immediate boss.
That's right.
You could have a good company to work for, but if you don't have a good boss in that company to work for, you'll still leave.
Yeah,
and it's funny. I, as a consultant, and spent so many years, walking around a building with a yellow pad, taking notes, without being prompted. I kept hearing the same thing over and over and over again, which is the thing that caused me to write my course in the first place. And this is the phrase that I heard over and over again: How come they never notice when I do something good, but when I do something bad, mm-hmm. they're all over me?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And you know what? When you hear something in,
you're talking about catching them doing something right.
Yes. And talking about catching them doing something right. Exactly. Exactly. How is it that we can, really let people know we appreciate it? You know, because it's funny, because when you talk to managers, and I do, I appreciate my people. I think they're wonderful. The managers appreciate their people. But if you don't tell them, it's like a married couple, you know?
Well, yeah. And you know, I wrote about this recently that, you know, I show up and my employees show up. I think, okay, they're like me. I do my work. They do their work. I think, okay, they're like me. They put the extra effort in. I put the extra effort in. I think, hey, they're like me. But they're not like me. They don't own the company. They don't get to, you know, they don't get to decide,
exactly right.
Make all the big decisions. And so you have to do something else. And another thing to remember is the younger generations coming along need more feedback. But I want to ask you a question. What is magnetic about that? Tell us what you mean. When you say magnetic, what does that mean?
It means attractive. It means magnetic. We as human beings are magnetic. We're surrounded by a field of electromagnetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you just look at the person, are magnetic. So, because you're surrounded by this field of electromagnetic energy, when you're in a good mood, we know that. Mm-hmm. When you're in a bad mood, we know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're feeling accomplished, when you're feeling good about where you are, we know that. Now, you don't have to say that as much as we can feel that. A magnetic company kind of has that, let's call it a vibe. Mm-hmm. Magnetic company has a vibe. And everybody in it has that vibe. So if you meet somebody from the Jim Blasingame company while you're out at a barbecue, mm-hmm. and someone says, where do you work and how is your work? And they, oh, man, I work for Jim Blasingame. You can begin to feel mm-hmm. that vibe of, wow, that sounds like a great place to work.
I was talking to a lady one time about her job, and she said to me, I hate Fridays. I said, why? She said, because I can't come back to work till Monday.
Yeah, and that's
talk about talk about an endorsement, right? Of your company.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, or a non-endorsement of your private life.
I guess that too. Hold on to that thought. 20 after the hour, folks. Joanna Brandy and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about magnetism, how to encourage people to work with you, to stay with you, and to come to work with you through the magnetism, the magnetic culture in your business. Joanna, I need your website quickly, please.
ReturnOnHappiness.com and PositiveEnergizer.com.
There it is. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.